The Lord bless you, sweet YouTube family. I'm so happy to share with you today a beautiful message that the Lord gave to me. But before I share it with you, I just wanted to give you a couple heads up. If you've written in to us and asked for counsel or advice or whatever, do us a big favor and include your email address when you write to us. And that way we can get back to you almost immediately, rather than going through snail mail and waiting for our reply to get to you and so on and so forth. And the next item is my good doctor, wonderful doctor that I have for fibromyalgia. He's changing my medication. And so this week I'm going to be going through some hiccups. because I have to totally get off of one before I can get on the other. So it's going to be a little bit of an ordeal for 7 days, but I'm going to try and keep up with correspondence, and Ezekiel will too, and also try and keep up with the messages. So knowing that, thank you for your prayers ahead of time. The Lord had a beautiful, beautiful message, and it began, "Go and tell my people that their sins are forgiven, for they have shown much love and compassion for their brothers. My children, I've been observing you and your reactions to Claire's last message, and I want to tell you, the kingdom of God has come upon you. You have risen up with my heart to cover the sins of the lost and bring them here to my bosom, and you have shown the world the very meaning of love. The love I died for. You have passed the test and crossed over into my kingdom. You have comforted my heart, which has been rent in two, and filled me with your profound heartfelt compassion. You have taken away the sting of indifference I have suffered with for so long from the worldly Christians. You have shown me that my heart is truly alive in you, and your ways are the ways of my Father in heaven. Oh, what joy amidst the sorrow you have brought me! And I surely will act on behalf of your prayers. If only you could see how your prayers have risen as incense and filled the throne room so thick with smoke that hardly can one see their hand in front of their face. Your compassion has penetrated even to the very bowels of my Father in heaven, and he too is going to act on your behalf. Oh, my children, don't ever give up on one of your own, one human being. Don't ever say it is without hope, for as long as there is life's breath in the nostrils of a man, there is hope. Even when the breath has gone out of him, still there is hope, for he may be sent back to evangelize his brothers, even at the cost of his own death. All the indoctrinating Satan has done to these little ones, I can wipe away in a millisecond, and they can be born again into newness of life in God. Many in this moment have seen the murdering and are questioning the path they have been trained to walk. Many. Truly, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church, and there will be conversions. Many innocent children have moved on the deepest, most hidden parts of their conscience that they dare not reveal to their ISIS brothers what they are feeling. But still in the quiet hours of the night, they ponder and question, "Am I really doing the right thing? Is this really right? Why does it feel so wrong?" They are the ones I will visit with grace and deliver from the hand of the enemy. My heart is for their conversion. Please unite your intentions with mine and do not fall prey to the very same hatred they have cultivated in their lives. Rather, go against the grain of retaliation and lift them up to me for conversion. If my love cannot stop the evil, there is no hope. I have called all of you to be my ambassadors of love. This is not a job for those who are weak-willed or cowards. This truly is a mandate for those who are filled with my love, my power, my truth. So do not allow your flesh to rise up in retaliation. Rather, rise up in wisdom and join your prayers together to overcome this scourge Satan has spawned upon the earth. Pray also for the victims who have lost everything, home, possessions, children, spouses. They are truly broken and destitute. All they've worked for in their lives has been ripped away from them, and all that is left are horror scenes. They are in shock and without a will to do anything but live from moment to moment. Oh, lift them up high to the throne that I might be able to instill in them a will to live, a will to forgive those who have ravaged them. I want to commend you for dropping to your knees and even fasting and offering prayer after prayer after prayer for these victims and their oppressors and carrying them all in your hearts. You have revealed your heart to me, and indeed it is my very own. I bless you now with strength and courage to carry the cross of prayer for all that are suffering, oppressor and oppressed, and to be united to your Father in heaven, who grieves in these hours. And although it seems terribly dark, there will be fruit from your prayers, and you will see and hear of those who have fallen away and converted.